Okay, today's daf is Tamura Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Mabez, about six or seven lines up. We'll start with the last word, Taima, on the last word on the line. Just one ha'ara. Yesterday's daf spoke all about the inyanim of Balmum, Lagabe Mizbeach. We know there are many different isurim related to Balmum, the isur of Bimakdash Balmum, Bimakrav Balmum, Shochet, Zorek, Hakmaktir, Balmum Kavua, Balmum Over, right, all different types of Isurim related. The Rambam holds in Hilchas Isurim Mizbeach that if somebody is Makdish Balmum, then one gets Malkus. Says the Rambam, Mitzvahs Aseh, Hilchas Isurim Mizbeach at the beginning. Mitzvahs Aseh, Lios Kol HaKarbanos Tamimin Umuvcharin. So Mitzvahs Aseh for all Karbanos to be complete and perfect and chosen. Shenemar Tamimi Hiyel Ratzon, Zu Mitzvahs Aseh. That's what mitzvahs say. V'chala makdish behema sheish bamum l'gabei hamizbeach. And anyone who's makdish a behema who has a bamum l'gabei hamizbeach over below sasei. There's a lo sasei v'loke al hekdesho, and he gets malchus for the hakdasha. Shneemar kol asher bamum lo sakrivu mipi eshmu alamdu shizu azhara l'makdish ba'ali mumin. Right, that pasuk, as we saw and as we'll see, lo takrivu means not to be makdish. Afilu akdishu l'dmei nesachim loke shebizoyon kachemhu. We'll see that line by the Shema today's daf. Even if you're makdish it for bedek avayis, just to be sold. But if I'm makdish a balmum, that's a bizoyon, right? You can't be makdish a balmum, and that's why it would be usher, and one would get malchus. So being usher obviously is mefurish in the Gemara. What about malchus? What about malchus? So the Rambam says that you get malchus. So is that so clear? If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah reish hey, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this isser and says, "V'nohekes b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zacharim b'dekevos v'chala over aleha v'hikdash balmum v'yafilu b'zman hazeh over alav zeh." If somebody's makdash balmum, even b'zman hazeh, so then they violate. U'min hanir'eh, and says the Chinuch, it should be shelo yiyeh b'zeh malkus l'fi she'en b'maisa l'chora. There shouldn't be any malkus here. It's a lav she'en b'maisa. All I do is say something. But I saw the Rambam that says Hamakdash Balmum Loke. But I saw the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach that you do get Malkus. And the question is, where does the Rambam get this from? Says the Chinuch, V'ulai Yaseihu Kameimir. Maybe this is like the exception that we had earlier of Meimir. Nishpa Meimir, right? Meimir is Sheishpa Malkus Av Bishema Maisa. Shezev is a Hekdashu. Because being Makdash a Balmum and the Isser of Temura are both Hakdasha, interesting comparison, as we've spoken about earlier, the connection between Temura, is Temura a new Hakdasha, is it a Hemshach of the original, but this is the language of the Chinuch, Shezev is a Hekdashu, V'yei Lav Nishma, V'torah Nevakesh B'piyu, Ki Malach Hashem Svakosu. And he ends off by saying, you know, I'm not exactly sure, and why the Rambam says it, but he's the Malach Hashem, and therefore I'm going to follow him, says the Chinuch, as he often does. That's the Chinuch. But if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, he also is bothered and wonders. Hainu. First, he explains the line of the Chinuch that says they're both hektish. Kiva, debitibura, savin, maisa. In both cases, he says something and there's something accomplished. By Tamura, he says something, they're both hektish. Here, he says something and he's makdishit. Ube emes, mashakaz, the full meimir. But the Rambam says, lo kazavatam, debi meimir, it's avin maisa. Ayin lecha mishnah. And then he says, so what about the general principle that we discussed a few days ago, and that is how to define a lav sheish b'maisa ein b'maisa. Is it possible to do a maisa in this case? Remember the Magen Mishnah, imshad of the Rambam. As long as it's possible to do a lav with a maisa, that even if you didn't do it with a maisa here, but still you're going to get malchus because it's still called a lav sheish b'maisa. Like the isser of chasima, of muzzling, you can do with a maisa, but here, even if you did a chasima b'kol, you're still going to get malchus. But says the Menachas Chinuch, here it's different because here it can't be done through a maisa. Right? What can you, only if it can be done through a maisa, can you say that even if it's not done through a maisa, so then you can say you're going to get malchus. But here, how are you makdish with a maisa? So therefore, he says, I don't understand, I'm not sure, I don't think the svar of the Magen Mishnah should apply here. But then he says, well, I have an idea. I have an idea that you can be makdish through a maisa, and maybe that's how it works. When are you ever makdish through a maisa? Hagrala. As we're about to talk about in the Gemara, that we're about to start on Vav Mabez. The Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch says, "Ube emes b'shkachas lo gam olav azed de lo yeh kadosh Ella b'maisa v'lokin alav kagon shnei seire yom kippurim shehigol aleihem ve'echad hu balmum. If one of them is a balmum and a magril on them, right? They're not kadosh until I do the hagrala, and the goro lands on one of them kodesh l'Hashem. So that is a maisa hagrala. I pick up the kalfi v'sham lo mishkachas yeh kadosh b'peh raka yideh hagrala. And that the it's only through hagrala ayin yoma mem of base hagoro lo seo chadas vein Hashem lo seo chadas and imkene and locha maisa godom isa and therefore there is no greater maisa v'kodem shehigra b'vada enochai mishul bal taktish lo devei akol. You didn't do anything before the hagrala imkene im higril al bal mum chayev malchus mishul bal taktish. If I put one of them in the bal mum and I'm do the hagrala, that will be an iser. V'yein lomar l'shitas ramachaber nisfirolei the efshar. The chinuch himself says if it's possible without a ma'isa, so then it's going to be a lot she'ema ma'isa, like we said in the kama v'chulu. So that we're not going to. He says it's not sheer. He goes to Shara Melech. It's not 100% clear. There are averis even in the chinuch that he doesn't say that. Anyway, he goes through and he says this is a possible ma'isa, and he says therefore nearly pashut. It's obvious in my mind that this is going to be a maisa, and therefore I'm not sure exactly why the chiddush says you can never get it through a maisa. He was so same, but he says that is borer in my eyes. Okay, so that's just the ha'ara on the balmum discussion. Let's get up to where we left off. Taima. So the Gemara says Taima vav mabei, 6 lines, 7 lines up for the bottom. Taima because of Kol Hashem. Hu delo maisi seir mishtaleach. So we're in the middle, but we just said in the brisa that the reason it says Lashem in the Pasuk, and Lashem includes that you need the Pasuk to include that you cannot bring a Seir HaMishtaleach that is a Baal Mum, as we were just talking about in the Minchas Chinuch. Halo Rabbi Kra Lashem, right? If the Pasuk wouldn't have included, had a separate word to include Seir HaMishtaleach, Hava mina sir mishtaleach ba mum shaper dami. What I would have thought that you could bring a ba mum for the hagrala for one of this seirim, right, without the pasik. So michti, 1 second, ena goral kove el b'davar haroi. But we know the rule is from Maseches Yoma that the goral only works if there are two seirim that are exactly the same. As we know, the Mishnah tells us in shnei seirim, they'd be the same height, they bought the same value. So they both have to be ru'uyim al gabi amazbeach. You can't do a goral with a balmum. So I need a pasuk to teach me. We know the rule is ain't a goral kaveh but el b'davar haroi. Answer: Amar Rav Yosef. Amani, a couple of suggestions. Number one, Amar Yosef Amani, Chanan Amitzri. Maybe this is Chanan Amitzri, the Amar, Afilu Dam Bekos, maybe Chaver Mezavigle. Chanan Amitzri says that even if you have one of the Seir Lashem and the Seir Lazazel, and the Seir Lashem is about to be, the blood is about to be sprinkled, afilo dam bakos, maybe chavero umezavigle, and then something happens to its friend, the other pair dies, you just bring another one. Meaning, it is a case of seir mishtaleach and the seir lashem that you don't need a goral. You don't need a goral in this case because you just bring a pair, right? Not like the manda amar that says that the dam bekos is nidche and you have to bring a new pair. No, this is a case. Maybe this is the chiddush that the Torah has to be telling you that you can't bring a baal mum. So Gemara says, no, need the shavas lay the chana mitzvah to love idichui. Don't sorach hagrola be shavas lay, dilba maisiu magril. Fine chana mitzvah says about that second animal that you don't say dichui. You don't say dichui by the one that's left, and you can use the one that's left, and you just need to get it a pair. But who says that you don't do hagrola to get its pair? Right, dilma maisi umagril, and therefore again, it's obvious that you're always going to do hagrala, and you cannot be makdish a baal mum. You can't put a baal mum into the hagrala, and therefore we're back to the question of why I need a pasuk to include. So el amar of Yosef hamani Rabbi Shimoni. Maybe it's like Rabbi Shimon who says the favors that you don't need hagrala. Detanya meizechan mehem maybe chaver below hagrala. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Right, maybe Rabbi Shimon says it's a favor, so that's the case that we need the Lashem for. Number one. Or number two, Rava Amar lo nitzricha kigon shehumam bo bayom v'chilo achavero. If on that day, after the Hagrala, and you were mechalal it on to its friend, right, Rashi, go shehumam lach Hagrala v'chilo achavero v'hu bal mum nami. It's a bal mum, and you are, you switch the status. V'kamash malon, and that's what. Just continue reading Rashi for a second. The Kamash called the Haisha Chilolo Lucky Mishav the Hikdash Balmum. When you were Machalud onto the Balmum, that's Loka. So again, that's a case where you didn't have a Hagrala, it's the Seir Lazazel, but you didn't have a Hagrala, and that's why you need the pasuk l'haki nachan chilo di lav de chilo abamum like a malchus de lo takdishu al ha shein. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that's the case. Hasakad ay lechamina. I would have thought bishlam amei kara lo yadana ihai mikvah l'shem. Originally, when the hagrola is done, so that's where you can't use a balmum because you don't know which one is going to be nikvah l'shem. Aval hacha. But in our case, kiva de inkar shai shem lo laki. Since you already know which one is l'shem, which one is azazel, so then maybe you wouldn't get malchus in this case. Kamash malon, you would still get malchus for this type of hakdasha, right? That's the Rashi also atah. Bishlam karabina tamima mishum lo yadana ihai mikvah. You need by a regular hagrala, you need to be because you don't know which one is going to be nikvah. But here you already know, so then maybe you wouldn't be a problem to switch the one that is left after the hagrala. Kamash malon, you would still violate in that case. The two Seirim are a fascinating sugya in Maseches Yuma. Just to mention one Ha'ara of one Pirish of Rav Hirsch in Parshas Achrimos, when he discusses, he quotes our Gemara, and he discusses how everything has to be exactly the same until the Hagrala makes the difference in terms of the destinies of these two items. The two lots are placed in a kalfi. The Kohen Gadol plunges both his hands into the urn, quickly snatches one lot into each hand simultaneously. The chulu, and he continues. Let me just find the line. At the outset, they are alike. Shavin b'mare ubekoma ubedamim ubelikichasan keechad. They stand together in the same manner. Lefnei Hashem pesach alamoid. They both face the same decision. Lashem or Lazazel. The possibility of becoming the one or the other is the same for each. What is more, each of the two can become what it becomes only because it could just as well have become the other. Ein goro nikva ela baroy Lashem, read our Gemara. Henceforth, their ways part in opposite directions. They're exactly the same. Right? And they look the same, they have the same potential. And then they go in opposite directions. Continues Rav Hirsch. The seer designed Lashem dies through shechita by the sharp knife of the sanctuary. But it is taken up in the vessel of the sanctuary and is brought into the Kodesh Kodashim, close to the holiest place where the ideal of Torah life reaches its zenith, man becoming a bearer of godliness. Why? The seer Lashem, which is shechted, right? Then that goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. By contrast, the seer designated Lazazel is not touched by a knife. It does not die by shechita, but remains chai, alive and unchanged. In vital egocentricity, it stands unscathed before Hashem at the sanctuary entrance, but it is not admitted into the sanctuary interior. Instead, it is sent away from the precincts of the sanctuary and away from the place of human habitation, out into the wilderness. In turning its back on the sanctuary, it preserves its self-centered life, which it will end in the desolation of the wilderness. He says elsewhere, also that, you know, there are a lot of messages. One can be misconceptions, right? The Seir Lazazel sees its friend, its pair being shechted, being killed, the blood being sprinkled, and thinking like, and what about me? It's all of a sudden let out of the base of Migdash. He's like, wow, I am on top of the world. And he goes up and he's brought up on a cliff and he feels good and he feels the breeze and he feels, wow, they're setting me free. And ultimately he has the opposite destiny. He thinks he's going one place and is going in the other place. Or what he emphasizes here in his commentary on the Torah is that, you know, we have choices, right? The opposite direction based on the choices that we make, the hagrola that we do for ourselves. We can be the opposite. We therefore believe we are not mistaken in saying the following. All the other chatos represent life as it should have been lived in the past and as it should be lived in the future. Here, however, the reverse side is represented. Life as it should never have been lived in the past and as it should not be lived, we vow, in the future. And then he says, each one of us is a sa'ir. Each one of us has the power to resist, the ability to firmly oppose any demands made on our will. The moral worth of our life depends on the way in which we use this power. V'chulu, we could all be a seer l'Hashem or the opposite, right? We could do what we can, and then he continues, and in this way, we're all made in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, following Adam HaRishon. Implicit in the concept of freedom, however, I'm continuing reading, is the possibility of opposing God's will. It is absurd to say that the ability to sin and the temptations of the senses are only consequences of man's degeneration. Right, as he spoke about that, we have to sin. For without the ability to sin and the alluring temptation of sensuality, man ceases to be man. For man's whole virtue is contingent upon his ability to sin. And man's whole dignity lies in his ability to disobey God's will. And we don't. and that's what makes us great. In the elemental and organic world, there is no sin. But precisely for this reason, neither are there moral virtues. Right? Animals can't sin, but they can't reach higher heights. If sensuality were not attractive to man, if man too were to find satisfaction only in using his faculties in accordance with God's will, if all evil were bitter to him and all good were sweet, if we could not resist God's will as he could resist the urges of the senses, if we were not capable of being a Sir Lazazel as we are capable of being a Sir Lashem, then he too would be subject to the compulsion of God's law, like all the other created things, for these never deviate from their assigned tasks. Only the fulfillment of God's will brings them satisfaction, and any deviation is antithetical to their nature. But we have the choice of being Lashem and Lazazel, of going into the Kodesh Kodashim, or the opposite. This choice is not predetermined for any of us. It is not determined by Marakom Edomim Vechulu. None determines our decision. Refersh talks about this here, about Lashem and Lazasa. Okay, Amar Mar, third line. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Sayin Abed Aleph, Av Kabbalah Saddam. Also, this was the Machlokas Tanom on yesterday's Daf, Kabbalah Saddam is also a separate iser for a balmum. Not only zrika, not only haktara, not only shchita, kabbalas adam. My time under Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kra, Umauch, Vekatus, Venasuch, Vekarus, right, some of the examples of Baal Imumin that are quoted, and we need the hemshach of the pasuk, Lo Takrivu, Luzu kabbalas adam, right, that includes, Shamar Rabbi Yosi, V'Rabbi Yehuda. If you look in Vayikra, in Perachav Beis, Lo Takrivu is mentioned a number of times in consecutive sukkim, and that's why we darshan all of these sukkim in a row, to teach us all of these aspects of Hakdashas Baal Mum, starting with Parachaf. Kol Asher Baal Mum, Lo Sakrivu. V'ish Ki Yakriv Zevach Shlamim Lashev V'chulu, Kol Mum Lo Yiyabo, Iveres, O Shavur, O Charutz, Lo Sakrivu. Second time, Eilo Lashem. V'ish Elo Sidnu Mehem Al Mizbeach Lashem. Again, Sharva Seh, Umaov HaKatut, Lo Sakrivu Lashem, Uba'artzach Lo Sa'asu. Three, four, from a guy. Four times we have lo takrivu. So one of the extra times Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds is for Kabbalah's Hadam. Well, the Tanakama, high lo takrivu lamali. The Tanakama who does not include a separate Isser of Kabbalah. So then, what does he use this extra lo takrivu for? Miboyalele Zrikas Damim. He used it for Zrika. Again, it doesn't say any of the Avodos Beferish. It just says, Lo Takrivu. Don't bring it close. So bringing it close could be any of the Avodos. So one says Kabbalah Saddam, and one says Zrika Saddam. V'hanafka le'me'al ha'mizbeach. But didn't we earlier, in yesterday's Brisa, learn Zrika from Me'al ha'mizbeach, as the Pasuk says in the Pesukim that we just read. Again, we said, Lo v'ishel lo takrivu elo Hashem. And one of them says, Al Hamizbeach, right, as we have the original one, Lo Takrivu Gilo Ratzon Yelachem, and May Al Hamizbeach, isn't that included? So the Gemara answers, Urcha Dekra De Mishtoi Hachi. It's not a separate drasha, right, it's Pasuk HaBeis, I just found it. Lo Takrivu Eilu Lashem, V'yishe Lo Tignu Mehem Al Hamizbeach Lashem. Don't be makrevit, and don't put fire from it on the Mizbeach. So basically the same idea. So don't put it on the Mizbeach. So we say, Urcha Dekra De Mishtoi Hachi, that's how the Pasuk is just a hemshech of the Pasuk. We don't darshan it separately. Actually, the Rambam quotes this whole Shakla Vitaria in Lo Sase Tzadi Gimel. The Sol Shakla Vitaria of our Gemara, of the different ways of darshaning. Unusual that the Rambam quote different opinions in the Tanoim of how to darshan, right? That's the Lo Sase of Zrikas Dam Ba'ali Mumim Al Gabe on Mizbeach. And he quotes our whole Gemara, quotes it from a Medrash, but it's the same Gemara, about which Pasuk is the source for this. Good. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Nami Urche Dekrahu. According to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, also, isn't this just the way the Pasuk is speaking, it shouldn't be darshan. So how does he darshan from the extra? So the Gemara says in the Chidami, you're right. So Ella Kabbalah Saddam Minale, so go back. So how does he know Kabbalah Saddam? Nafkilei Meha, from the following. The next Pasuk back in Vayikra Perachaveis, the fourth one, Pasuk Chavhei, Umiyad Ben Nechar Lo Sakrivu, don't take a Balmum from a non-Jew, Zuhi Kabbalah Saddam, Shomer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need a separate Pasuk for a Goy, so it's talking about a Jew too. Well, the Tanakama, Hai Lo Takrivu Lamali, I, the Tanakama, what is that extra Pasuk in Pasuk Chavhei teaching me? Why isn't that extra? So we buy Leila Hai. It is, and it's teaching me the following. We know if a goy brings a carbon on their bamos, so the only problem for them is mechusar aver. They don't have the concept of balmum. They have, if it's missing a limb is a problem, but not all the mumin that we have. So I would have thought that even applies to a guy bringing a carbon to us. Lo shav b'mizbechti tu, v'lo shav b'mizbechti dan. That's why I would have thought, kamashpul, you need a separate pasuk to teach me that a guy can't bring a bal mum on Amr's Beach, even though it would work for them. Right? The Chinuch in Reish Tzadi Beis also has a separate Isser related to this. Reish Tzadi Beis, it says on the Kohanim. This Isser he puts on the Kohanim. Shalo lahakriv bali mumin miyad goyim. Shene'emar o miyad ben necher lo takiru eslechem alokechem mikol eila. Shalo nomar achashu goy nakriv ba'ado balmum. We should have think he's a goy, so he could be makriv balmum. And v'hutzrucha azar vazeh aleihem, because the Torah already says to accept karbanos from them, so we have to say, but there are rules, there are rules. And the Rambam says here, v'noheges b'kohanim. B'kohanim. Interesting, if you look at the other Isurim that are mentioned that we had before, that the, for example, the Shechita, Bo Nishchat Baal Imumim L'Shem Karban, and he says, it's not knowing today, V'chulu, is it not, discussion also, but L'Chora doesn't limit that to Kohanim. The Menachas Chinuch discusses that here. Why is this limited to Kohanim? All the Hakrim Karban Baal Imumim Yad HaGoyim, right, maybe the, even a Yisrael that shechs a Baal Mum of a Kohen. Why is it only the Kohanim? Okay, but that's the Menchas Chinuch. That's the Chinuch. But I guess the Kohanim is man she yisol shruyim al admasan, ki az hu zman hakrava. The Kohen she'avar al zev heker Baal Mum avishu ben nechar, mi ben nechar loke. Even if that was from a ben nechar, one would get malchus. Right? And then the Menchas Chinuch to the quotes Artosvis as well at the beginning, right? Our Tosfos here on top says, "Valamali, if you have this pasuk that says, from a goy, do not accept the Baal Mum, so doesn't that implicitly teach us that you could accept karbanos from a goy? If the Torah has to go out of its way to say you can't accept the Baal Mum from a goy, mashmi you can accept your other karbanos from a goy. So why do you need a separate pasuk to say that you can accept karbanos from a goy? V'yim tomar, lamali ish l'rabos b'nei noach, shenodru d'dar v'nedavos ki Yisrael, tepeglei me'aykra. To meet the karma, lo takribos elem mashba ela yatav akrib. Avalatav akrib tamimim. So those was quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham. That is related to the machlokas Tanaim and Maseches Menachos, where goyim are excluded from some karbanos. Nizirus or non-ola karbanos. So you need a couple of sukkah to teach me the parameters and the limitations of which karbanos are accepted and which karbanos are not accepted. That's what the Minchas Chinuch starts discussing in the beginning of Reish Tzadi Beis. Then he discusses, what about a mumar, a guy who's a mumar? Or what about a guy, right, doesn't believe in the, is there any difference between, first he talks about a mumar of a Jew. What about, is there any difference between a guy who does not believe, right? Would there be any limitations? We know within a Jew, umin a mumar lavodazara o lachal shabbos ein makablin shun karban afilu ola. Umumar lashara veris makablin kola karbanos rak chatos al oso avon ein makablin. And discusses that, are there any limitations to who we would not accept from? Can one be shoel, right, on Hakdasha? Could a goy be shoel on the Hakdasha? That's what he discusses here. Va'afilu mechaz chinuch, reish adi beis. Afilu mshachad v'zorg mibal mum. Im nishal achar kacha, like deshu eno chayiv. Ubazeh chomer, kodshe goyim. Zial kodshe goyim, bevada en a goy yochol lishol. A goy can't be shoel, an example of a chumra by a goy and not of a Jew. Why not? Ki zed delo yachel, aval achir mechalalin, zedavka b'Yisrael. Aval b'goy delo shayach dinam elu, deli Yisrael nemru. He assumes that a goy would not be able to be shoel. Then he just quotes the Mishnah Lamelech of Chazmalachim, the Amar that he quotes, the Yerushalmi, Yisrael yishlem heter chacham, goyim einlem heter chacham. V'yafilu l'man davar d'goyim einem srichen heter chacham, n'darm and shvuos, aval b'kadshim, there's no way to get out of it, he quotes the Yerushalmi, but that would be an example of a chumra, possibly about a goy, over a Jew. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky mentioned this, he discusses in Parshas Bereishis, relating to the idea that we paskin that only olos are accepted from a goy and not any other karbanos. And he discusses this in general in terms of a machlokas tanam there. But he says, v'hineh, yesh machlokas hi karit ben Yisrael lo amim. There's a separate machlokas about life. D'le didon, ha-nefesh v'ha-guf yesh lem kesher sintedi. right, that we believe, right, Nasa Adam, Meguf, and Neshama. They go together and they work together. This is the goal of life. Like the Ramban says, on that pasuk, but other nations believe ki a nefesh nimsa b'soch haguf ve'enam amala kol haguf elashiyish lo mador b'tocho. It doesn't fill the whole guf. Right? Tosfos, the Gemara in Brachos, five ways that the neshama is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, but one is that the neshama fills the whole guf, like Hashem is malech vod kol olam. Aval enam urevis im haguf. They believe. And that's why when they needed to find their savior, they had to say that it was born from God. Why? Because the only way that you could have Kedusha is only in this totally spiritual realm. It can't be that the greatest leaders come from physicality. And what about our leader, our greatest leader? Mash Akin, Batara Kadosha, Sipra Torki, Halakish Base Levi, Velokach is Bas Levi, Vigomer. Right, and it comes very human. Vihine Bahalacha, and here it is, our halacha. Anu Rowanki Shalme Akum Olos, my time of the Libala Shamayim, Hainu, she Yafshala Akum Lahavin, Echi Tachin She Yochluha Basar via Zek Karban Shal Kadusha. You're gonna eat and that's gonna bring kapara. Bailam Ochlim Ochlim Bailam is Kaprim. I don't understand that. But Bisrael, that's what we say. That's what we say in Mesechet Psachim, in Bailam Ochlim, Kornim Ochlim, Bailam Eskaprim. And that's what we also say in Psachim Salmachetz, right? Achati Lashem, Achati Lachem, that type of concept. Or on Shvuas, Hakol Modim, to be Inon Nami Lachem. Because that's what we're about. That's what we're about. We're about Kedusha through the physicality. And that's what's represented by all types of karbanos, especially the karban shlamim. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Lishta Achrin, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda Omer, different source. Again, in this Lisaf, they have a couple of Lishta Achrinas that are similar. Omer Afka, Al-Kabbalah Saddam, Maitaima, Dechsiv, Umauch, Vakatus, Vichgomer, Lo Takrivuzu, Kabbalah Saddam, Vizrika Nafkele, Me Al-Hamizbech, Lorbana Nami, Tepik, Luzrika, Min, Al Hamizbeach, Hachanami. See, we have the opposite. He doesn't say Urche Dekra, but it says you're right. Elo Takrivu Democh Lamai Asa. What is that extra pasuk of Lo Takrivu by Bamum teach me? If it's not Kabbalah, Mafkina Labamas Yachid, even on a private Bama. As we know, different type times in history, in halachic history, that Bamas were mutter, but you're not allowed to bring these even on a Bamas Yachid. Doesn't he also hold of it? So what is how he darshens it. Takrivu the Kabbalah minale, miyad ben echar, lo takrivu zu Kabbalah sadam, for Rabbanan Itzrich, and Rabbanan say that's not extra, like we saw before. Sakha the Chamina, hol, b'nei noche, mesuvin ala mechusar ever, bibama dilhon, dilma anan nami nekabal minhon. We should accept it. Kamash balon, mikal ela delo mikab linan. Good. Bamos, again, are a huge topic. The Mishnayis at the end of Zvachim, the beginning of the last parak, talks all about the different stages. The Gemishta, the beginning of Mesechus Megillah, in the Ein Bains, Ein Bain Bama Gadol, Bama Ktana, the differences in the Tanoim, what are you allowed to bring on the different Bamos? But we know there was different stages in halachic history. I think the Mishnah says six stages. Before the Mishkan was built, during the Mishkan, after the Mishkan, they went into Eretz Yisrael before Gilgal, and then there's Gilgal and Shiloh for 369 years, and then another 57 years with Nov and Givon until we come to Makam HaMikdash. So Maskefla, Reish Lakish, or even before, just the Meshech Chachma. We haven't mentioned the Meshech Chachma in a while. The Meshech Chachma relating to Bamas. The Meshech Chachma in the Hakdama to Vayikra discusses the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban relating to Karbanos in general, right? The Ramban, at the beginning of Vayikra, quotes the Rambam and does not like it, where the Rambam has a much more limited view of Karbanos in general and the Ramban has a much more expansive view. Hakadmonim nechleku betama Karbanos. Says the Meshech Chachma, Hamore Amar, the Rambam, Kiu laharchik lev adam yavada zara, right, the Rambam of the Morne Vuchim says, as many mitzvos, he interprets as a richuk from avodah zara, so too when it comes to karbanos. Vaharamban v'siyato amru, kihu lekarev kala kochos ha'olamos. No, there's some spiritual unity that is accomplished by bringing karbanos, v'hu inyan elektri ruchani. Says the Meshech Chachma, and only how he could say it. There's spiritual electricity Asher bepeulos hakohen asa gevohos baolamos shonim ki yadua. That's the Meshech Chachma, quoting the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Vula yesh lachriya. And this says the Meshech Chachma, maybe I can make shalom between these two parties. Ki karbonos bama heimrak laharchek avodazara milu vavos am Yisrael. Maybe the bamos, that's laharchek. Lachain tziva ki yaktiru l'shem shamayim. Lokin karbonos beis hamikdash. Heim avade lekarev ha'olamos ulechaber dodim. And he said, Matzasi, I found this afterwards in the Ralbag. Umakar lazeh, he quotes at the beginning of Paras Chatas, Zvachim Kuf Yud Gimel, Ein Reach Nichoach Bama Ketana. Hare, Dekache Bama, Ein Al Reach Nichoach. And he quotes, that's why, Rabbi Nassan, Nedarim Chabez, Hanoder Kiilu Bana Bama. So he makes a neder, it's like a Bama. What's the connection between a Bama? Because a neder is also to be go there oneself. Right, just like the Bama is to be go there oneself. But when we have a base of Migdash, no, then we bring on the Migdash. We need a get there for in your own house, go to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it is different in the Beis HaMikdash and in Bama at a different time. So he tries to make shalom, but it doesn't sound that way. Again, the Ramban's whole rayas are, you know, how could it be Adam and Noah and all the avos brought? It sounds like it's something much more positive. And the Ramban would have to agree to that. So it could be the Ramban himself also, the end of Temura, the end of Me'ilah. He says much more positive accomplishments of karbanos and not just the prevention of avodah zarah. So again, the Ramban must be saying that in the Mor Nevuchim in a limited way, but he agrees to the expansive nature of karbanos as well. Okay, a lot about Bama, but we'll continue now. Maskev l'Reish Lakish. Maskev l'Reish Rashi says, this is going back on the Brisa from yesterday, that the five Isurim, the Shemos, that when somebody is Makriv A or Makdish A, Ba'amum, all the Averas that are violated. Right? That's what it said in the middle of the daf yesterday. Chamisha Shemos, Bal Takrivu, Bal Takdishu, Bal Tishkutu, Bal Tizruku. Fine. Mazal Reish Lakish, Shema Lo Shaninu, Ela B'Tam Shanasa Ba'amum. Maybe all of these Isurim are only where he is Makdish and does the Avoda for a Tam that became a Ba'amum, and then V'Avar, and then the... it started off as a Mum, and then a Tam, and then it became a Ba'amum. Again, a question of the Girsaos here, as we have a number of times, right? The word va'over is taken out by the Shita. Di Ba'amum Meikara, Dikla Ba'amuhu. Because it's a Ba'amum Meikara. When it's born, it's like a palm tree. You're gonna be violate for, it's not even Shayach, it's not in the world. So Reish Lakish suggests maybe all of these Isurim of Ba'amum only apply where it was a Tam Benasa Ba'amum. But if it was a Ba'amum to start, then maybe we would say, you don't violate. Amli Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. One second. But what are the examples in the Torah? Saru of a kalut sidba parsha. Fani bali mumei karninu. The examples of the Torah given are born with it, right? How their feet look. Saru a kalut, a limb bigger than the other one. So Amar Lezer, Reish Lakish is back. Shemalo shenina lo betemura. Maybe that only is about temura. Meaning if somebody is meimir, as we're going to have the Mishnah later on, temura is chal even on bali mumim. So maybe temura can be chal even on a bal mum. Meikara, but still these Yisurim of Hakdashas Balmum, so maybe it would be limited. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says later on, Chomer b'tmura mi bazevach. There's a Chomer of Tmura more than even Hakdasha originally. Shkein Kedusha chala aleh al Balmum kavua. Even on a Balmum kavua. If somebody's Makdash a Balmum kavua, that doesn't work. And if when you're poda it, it's totally chulin. There's no even Isra of Giza Vavoda. Mashekin, if somebody is Meimir on a Balmum kavua, it can be nifte, but there's still an Isra of Giza Vavoda. So maybe it only by Tmura. Doesn't apply to a Baal Mum Meikara. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan again says, Lo Shami Lecha Had Amar Rabbi Yanai Bechabura. Didn't you hear what we said? Rabbi Yanai said in the Chabura, Nimnu V'Gamru, and we voted. Hamakdash Baal Mum L'Gabi HaMizbeach Over Mishav HaChavisha Shemos. It's the five Shemos like we had in yesterday's Brisa. V'Ibit Tmura Nami. And if you say, if it only applies to Tmura, these contexts, so then, Shishavit. It should be a sixth Avera. D'Ikanami Lav De Tmura. Should be another Lav. So it can't be limited. Says Reish Lakish back, Ela Mai, Babamum Eikara. So you're telling me it applies to a Balmum? All these Surim of Balmum apply to a Balmum Eikara. So am I lucky? Dikla Ba'amu. So why should you be Gemalkus? It's like nothing. right? It's like being makdish a tree, literally, for a carbon. You can have makos for that, that's gonna be a balmum. No. Rashi adds, or Tosfos adds, bevadai, then we could try to interpret his words, and itafki, he had kavana to give it to Bethek Abayis. We could interpret his words, if it was a dikla ba'alma, so to speak. So, and therefore maybe you would get malchus. So Amar Lei, so the Gemara said, no, there's a big chiluk between the two. Dikla lav zila milsa, min eitzim hu. If I try to be makdish a tree, that's not a zilzal. That's not so close, and then it's a zilzal. Balmum meikara zila milsa. If it's been a balmum from its inception, so then it's a zilzal of bringing this to the base of Mikdash. Kivin the shavik tamev, akdish bali mum mechayev. That is much worse. The closer it is, and then you don't bring what you could have brought in the potential, that makes it worse. Right? It reminds us a little bit maybe of the Gemara in Zvachim Dav Gimel, where it talks about Mina Machriv. The closer it is, the worse it is. Right? That's what the Rava talks about. Just for example, a Rav. Right? If you bring a Chatos L'Shem Ola, or a Chatos L'Shem Chulin. So which is worse? Do we say mina machriv de lo mina lo machriv? The more it's closer to what you're supposed to be doing, the worse it is, the greater zilzol it is. That's what it seems to be saying here. Also, Reish Lakish is svara. It's more of a zilzol. That's the Rambam that we read earlier in the beginning of the Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach. The Gemara also has a similar, Lishnachrina, which is the next line, Amar Le Afilo Hachi Bazia Milsa, to Dekel Leka Bemino Lolaki. A Dekel, the tree doesn't have within its min to be brought. La Fuki Balmum Kibatika Bemino Lucky. Similar idea. So again, it has to do with the type and the potential. So again, the further you are, the less bizayon it is. It's not just an issue of bringing something appropriate, legabe mizbeach, but if you're being mevaze in the action. And Amarava, we continue. Hasha damar taima de balmum de laki mishum de bazia milsayu, because it is mevuze, and it's something that we, you know, it's disgraceful. Afilu makdish le ledebe nesachim nami laki. Right, Rava adds, even if you're not makdish it for a carbon, if you're makdish it for debe nesachim, and the Rambam quoted this, right? Even for that, you also get malchus, because the issue isn't just what you could have brought, but just you're being mizal. Right, the Shiva Kubetzas here in the Hashmatos in Oz Tezvav says, Lo mishum she'eno na'us l'mizbeach bilvad, raki yachshov avon, asher nisa'oli bo lahavi l'mizbeach in yinivze v'nim'as. Imkain, af makdash bal mumud v'ein esachim. Right, it's just something positive that is something that you're doing that has a totally negative connotation. It is mizolzal, right? Remember the Rambam also at the end of Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach, the gorgeous Rambam, where he's about, right, which is related to this whole idea that if you're being mizolzal by bringing this type of karban, the Rambam at the end of Isurei Mizbeach, if you remember, he says, there he talks about what's the best things to bring for menachas, what's the best things to bring for nesachim? Remember the Mishnah said menachas, right? The yafe, the alpha for shemen, the alpha for menachas. And the Rambam says, Shaharotzel lezakos atzmo yakuf yitzro hara v'yarchiv yado v'yavi karbano min hayafe hamishubach biyoser shebaoso min sheyavi mimenu. Bring the best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hari nomar b'Torah. And he quotes, the Hevel Hevi Gamhumi Bechoros Sono. How many psukim of Parshas Gracious are quoted in the Mishnah Torah? Here's one. Hevel brought me Bechoros Sono from the Besel Michalveyam Vayisha Hashem El Havel Vemnechaso. Hashem was happy about that. Vehu Adin Lechol Davar Shu Lashem. Everything that is Lashem. Hakel Atov Sheyeh Min Hanoe Atov. Everything should be from the most beautiful. In Bana Beis Tfila, Yehi Noe Mi Beis Yeshivaso. Ashul, Heachil Ra'ev, Yachil Minatov, V'hamatok Shebeshulchano. You're giving to the needy, give for to the best. Kisa Arom, Yechase Min HaYafesh Shebeksuso. Hikdish Davar, Yakdish Min HaYafesh Shebechaso. Keinu Omer Kol Chelev, Lashem. Beautiful Lashon of the Rambam. The Radvaz also gets excited about this Rambam. The Radvaz at the end of the, being Masader, he says, Seder El Chosav Mora Al Rochav Sichlo Verov Zachiraso Vitov Hakafaso. Here he just gets excited about this, creation of Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach and the orderliness and the Seder. Okay, on that Rambam. Vaiter, back to the Gemara. Tani goes to the Rava, we prove Raya to Rava that it's even if you're Makdish for it, the Bein Nesachim. Nidava Taso, so where we had a Bryce like this a couple of days ago. Nidava, beginning of yesterday's Daf. Nidava Taso, so for about, you should make it, right, as Rashi says, lebalmum ledmei kachi bedekabayas. Say kachi bedekabayas, vein li ela nedava, you can use it for nedava, neder, meaning you can't be makravit for mizbeach, but you should just give it for nedava. Vein li ela nedava neder minayin, how do you know you could use it for neder? If somebody says, hare alai behema ledmei bedekabayas, you can be makrish balmum, damalomar ule neder. That's also works. Yachol afilo kachi mizbeach, damalomar ule neder, lo yeratzeh. Zeh kachim is beach, right? That's it. Shouldn't it be used? Ve'in li'ela neder nedavim inan tamalomer nedava. Rebbe Omer lo yeratzeh partzos kuvah kazem medaber. You shouldn't do it. So it sounds very similar. Hayinu Tanakama. What's the difference between these two tanaim? My lab hakamiflagi. It must be as follows. A Tanakama savra afilu akdashe l'dmei nesachim nami laki. You're also going to get malchus if you're makdashe l'dmei nesachim. Again, we started off today's whole daf about malchus for this, but that was this question of why is there malchus in all these cases? Isn't it a lav shema ma'isa? The Rambam says you got malchus based on the Gemara. That's what the Minchas Chinuch's discussion was, what we started off with today. So the Tanakhama must hold that even if you're Makdash Shilu Domain Nesachim, you also get Malkus, like Rava said. For Rebbe Savar, Barzos Gufa Lucky, Avo Domain Nesachim, Lo Lucky, Shpamida. So you wouldn't get it for Harzos Gufo, for a Mizbeach, only for that, but not for Nesachim. Ela Oso Lamali, Likidetanya, Nedava Tase Oso, Oso Sase Nedava, Viata Ose Tamim, Nedava Labetagabayas, kind of the opposite. Bali Mumin, only for Betagabayas and not for Mizbeach. What about a Tamim? If I have a perfect animal, I shouldn't give it for Betagabayas. Mikan Amru, Shahamakdash, Hamakdash, Tamimim, Labetagabayas, over ba'asei. If I am makdash atam, right? Because it says atam, you should give l'ratzah, give to for a korban. If I'm makdash atam, I'm just to use its value for the base hamikdash. So that is violates in asei. That is what the Rambam quotes also in Arachim. V'yomrein afilu b'losasei. How do I know that it could even be a losasei? She ne'emar v'yadaber Hashem el Moshe lemar. The whole parsha starts off perach habeis with lemar limid ala parsha shehi balav. Divei Rebbe Yehuda, right? The lemar is an allusion to a lav. Why? How do you get that? Amar le Rebbe, labar kapara mai mashva. Where do you see that from the pasuk that it says 100 times in the Torah? By davar shomosh lemar amar le dichsiv. Question about the gersos here. Lemar lo nomar bidvarim. There's a lo. There's a lo amar. Right? Tell them it's a lo. Tell them it's a lo. Be Rav Amri lo amur, right? A different kind of term about the gersos. Either lo nemar bedvarim or lo amur, lo tell them. Either way, it's unusual, right? The Shidim Gobet says again here in the Hashmatas, Tosfos and Masechta Pesachim discuss about every time you darshan, you have the word lemor, so then you should darshan as a lo saseh. Unless you say, the Shita says that if you have a lo saseh in the parsha already, you don't need this. But if it's a vaydar Hashem Moshe lemor, and then it teaches me a Isarasei, so then maybe you can expand it. Not every time you say lemar. Most of the time it says lemar, and maybe there's no following Isarasei. But that's what the Shiva Kubat says here discusses. Chayve asei, imkein, tema, imkein, chayve asei, hakasav bahem lemar lehevi balav. So v'yesh lav madachi kamar, lo amar, klomar, im yesh lav ba'osa parsha, Amar lohem dekoy akoma dechsiba parsha. It's just saying, if there's a lav in the parsha and there's other mitzvahs, so say that level relates to everything in the parsha. This is connecting everything that follows. Vim ein bahem lav lemar lo havi lav. Right, it's only a lav if it's followed by a real lav. And the right quotes are right, but also unusual type of drasha. What exactly is meant here and why it's only dafka mentioned here and not in other cases where lemar comes up. Okay, itmar. Hama'ale evari balimumim lagavi ha-mizbeach. Somebody is ma'ale and maktir balimumim on the mizbeach. Omar Rava, over mishum baltaktiru kulo mishum baltaktiru miksaso. To resume, being maktir the whole animal and being maktir parts of the animal. And Amar Abaya, according to our Gersa, or Abaya Amar, in Lokin Alav Shebeklalos. No, there's no Malkus on Alav Shebeklalos, which includes a lot. Why? Rashi, Lav Shebeklalos. Hataras kulov akumiksaso mechad lav nafki. Vi isha lo sitnu mehem. As we said earlier. Avalakulu ika lav lakol chad vachad dehektash navim bikolashar bohum. The other ones are, have their own lav, but here it's learned out from the same one. So it's a lav shabaklalis. Rashi does quote at the end the discussion elsewhere. Does ein lok and a lav shabaklalis mean no malkas at all or only one? You don't get malkas for both. So Rashi quotes the opinion that you do get one. Do get one. Behind in lokin damar baya in lokin tarti ka'amar. Aval chada ika. Either way, this is another example of a unique type of lav. Lav shebeklalos. Hamakdus, let's just finish that. We'll talk about it at this time. Mesi, hamakdus, bali mum lagabi hamizbeach. Over mishal chabisha shemos. You have to da baya. It says you get five. Is that a kasha on a baya? It sounds like you get five malkus. No? Amar abaya, begavri tani. No, that's talking about where different people did it. Different people did it. So one did so each one of them are going to get malchus. So Eva gavri over me by life. So different people should be in the plural overin. Elafida bechad gavra. So you have to da baya back to the kasha. Amar abaya afik. The Bach says just take out one of them. Our gear says haktoras piksaso va'ayel kabbalas adam. Put in kabbalas adam. That's going to be the separate iser. Kabbalas adam lebrezer Yehuda islay latana kamaleslay. No, Kabbalah Saddam is only the second opinion of that Bryce, not the first one. Kasha, so no answer. Lishdach Rina, Fahmi the Sefer, Abiyaz Rabbi Huda, Reisha Rabbanan, Tiyufta Dabaya Tiyufta. Okay, so that Bryce, that quote, separate Isurim for, separate Malkus for Haktaras Kulo and Haktaras Bixaso, so that is a question on Abaya. The Sugya of Lav Shebeklalos is also an important topic. How do you define it? Right, it relates to the Rishonim's question about Yontif. About Yontif. Why isn't Yontif a lav shebeklalos? You get Malkus for Malacha and Yontif, and it says lo sasa kol Malacha. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Sama Gimel, the Ramban and the Shrashim have two different answers. Maybe on Yontif, it's Ki'ilu it said. It's Ki'ilu it said, each of the Malachas that are Usser. Right? It's lo sasa kol Malacha. But if it's Ki'ilu it said, it's not a general, right? You just fill in the blank. It's Kilu it said it, right? Or the other answer of the Rishonim is that Lav Shebeklalos is only when there is different Shemos Isser, like Lo Socho Al Adam, very different Isurim that are quoted on the same Pasuk. But if it's all the same Shem Isser, that's not a Lav Shebeklalos. And Yontif, Lo Sazak Al Malach, it's all the Shem Isser, and therefore it's not a problem. Good, Rav Shechter talks about that in Eretz HaTzvi, in Sefer Lamed Vav, all about Lav Shebeklalos. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hakohanim mimirim b'shalahem, v'yisrael mimirim b'shalahem. Temura requires bailus. If you're the bailim, so then you can be meimir. Ein hakohanim mimirim lo b'chadas lo b'asham. Kohanim can't be meimir on the chadas and the asham, even though it's given to them. Even though it's given to them, but still they can't be meimir. It's not called theirs for this. V'lo b'bechar, and not even by bechar, even though the bechar is mamona shel kohen. Amar b'yocham benurim mibnei ma'in mamir b'bechar. Why not? Amar b'yocham akiva, chadas v'asham matana lo kohen, and bechar matana lo kohen. Because bechar is compared to chadas and asham. My chadas v'asham ain mamirin bo, af bechar ain mamirin bo. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, there's no temura. Amar Yochanan ben Uri, malo im ein omer b'chadas v'asham she'in zachin b'hem b'chayeyem. Chadas and asham don't belong to the kohen beforehand. That's purely mishochan gavoa kazachu. Tomar b'bechor she'zachin lo b'chayev, but by bechor he gets it b'chayem. So why shouldn't there be temura? Amar Rabbi Akiva v'alukfar nemar v'ayahu usmura so yekodesh heichan kedusha chala ala b'veis b'ilem. Tmuritz, it compares it to the original Hakdasha. Hu u tmura so? Where is the Kedusha Chal on it? Bebeis Bailim, af tmura, bebeis Bailim. So to tmura in the base Bailim. Rashi does add that Yisrael can be Mamer on the Bechor. Yisrael, Mamer bo nitfas bekdusha. Shebek vershuso chala Kedusha ala Bechor. Even though it's not really his. Remember the Taz that we like to quote in Yeridea, Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin. That's why you don't make a bracha on Bechor Behema Tahora and only on Pidyon HaBen and on Petach HaMor, because you're not really accomplishing anything, because this really basically belongs to the Kohen already. But still, it's in his Rishus, and I guess it would have to be enough, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would have to be enough his, that he could also do Tzmura, according to the Rashi at least, that Yisrael can do it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Brother Hashem, before it's on husband again, tomorrow we'll be put up from the last cycle again, and then we'll pick up after. Okay, we'll stop here.